आज सुबह सुबह यही ख्याल होता था आपसे पहले दर्शन करके पीछे जाऊंगा। तो मैं एक दफा पहले ऊपर आया, यहाँ देखा ही नहीं।
देखा 9 बजे
नहीं, मैं करीबन 10 मिनट पहले आया था।
अच्छा, अब तो इधर ही था।
हाँ, तो शायद मैंने उधर देखा कोच के ऊपर में।
अच्छा।
देखा आप नहीं, तो मैं चली। आई केम टू मेक नमस्कार।
Very soon, the man from Department of Religion will be coming.
Minister of Religion.
Yeah.
Minister of Religion. भाई मेरा मेरा एक विनती है, अगर हो सके 2-3 और भी ठहरिए।
नहीं, क्या काम है कभी? केवल ठहरने से क्या?
नहीं, हमारे भाइयों की बहुत श्रद्धा है, भाइयों की बहुत श्रद्धा है। मेरी वाइफ अभी आधा घंटे में 10 मिनट में आएंगी कि मेरी एक लड़की है, उसको जन्म से पोलियो ट्रबल हुआ है। शी कैन वॉक स्लोली, कैन टॉक स्लोली, नाउ शी इज अबाउट 30 years old। तो मेरी वाइफ ने बोला था कि मैं एक दफ़ो लड़की को लेकर के यहाँ आपके पास आएंगी, आशीर्वाद देना और कुछ क्यों। देखो ना, ये तो जन्मों की बात होती है ना। हमने तो काफ़ी कोशिश किया, बहुत डॉक्टर काफ़ी दिखाया, उसी पर बोला ये पोलियो ट्रबल है, इसको कुछ ट्रेनिंग जो फिजिकल ट्रेनिंग से तो अभी तो ठीक है, लेकिन फिर भी ये पोलियो ट्रबल तो मुश्किल जाता है।
क्या पोलियो ट्रबल क्या है?
ये होता है ना, जस्ट लाइक ए पैरालाइजिंग, सेमी पैरालाइजिंग। भाई धीरे धीरे चलना, पाँव और हाथ में इतना ताकत नहीं होती है, वेरी वीक। और आपको तो पता होगा ना, ये पोलियो बीमारी होती है ना बच्चों को होती है मोस्टली, जैसा लंगड़ा लूला आदमी ये हो जाता है। तो वह बोला था कि मैं जाऊंगी और लड़की को लेकर के थोड़ा आशी वाले। उन्हें बोला ठीक है, तुम बुला जाना। ये होता है कि माँ के अंदर में बेटी के लिए सचमुच हम लोग तो बहुत भाग्यशाली है आपसे मिले।
कल मीटिंग आप था?
मैं था उधर, लेकिन स्पेस थोड़ा छोटा था, गर्मी बहुत थी। आज जो स्पेस है ये वो बहुत बड़ा है, उसमें इससे भी कितना आदमी आ सकता, बैठ सकता है उधर।
हिंदी समझ में आया? हम तो हिंदी में जा रहे हैं।
उसका माइक्रोफोन इतना ठीक नहीं था, लेकिन मैं बहुत नज़दीक बैठा था। और फिर उसके बाद में हम उठ के आपके पिछाड़ी आके खड़ा हो गया बाहर में।
अच्छा,
राजधानी साहब के पिछाड़ी हम खड़ा था, वो पंखा चला रहा था ना। हम बोला दानी को, भाई तुम थोड़ा ढील करो।
बर्फी?
हाँ बिठाइए। बर्फी चाय? बर्फी क्यों?
बर्फी यस।
अच्छा, इतना इतने चाय खड़ी है, जाइए। वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड। जो करना है तानी बैठती है।
कल वो व्यक्ति जो तप करने के लिए खड़ा हो गया,
जी हाँ,
उसका आर्गुमेंट क्या है? एक मुठ पानी समुद्र का समान।
मैं ऐसा समझता हूँ कि कई लोग ऐसा भी होता है ना जिनका सिर्फ ख्याल होता है,
कोई भी हो,
सिर्फ ख्याल होता है पूछने का,
उनका तो कुछ वैल्यू होना चाहिए। हम बोला जो जीव जो है शास्त्रीय है, भगवान का जन्म वही वाण है, हमारा अंश है। एक बूंद पानी समुद्र से ले लिया, तो वो जो एक बूंद है वो केमिकली क्वालिटेटिवली वन, ताकि एक बूंद पानी समुद्र का समान कैसा हो जाए? आर्गुमेंट है ये तो कोई सेन मैन का आर्गुमेंट नहीं है।
मैं यही बोलना था कि ये लोग होते हैं ना, उनको सिर्फ सवाल पूछने का मजा आता है, लेकिन खुद जानता नहीं है।
कोई हर सवाल
खुद जानता नहीं।
इंटेलिजेंट सवाल पूछो, गधा का ऐसा बोलने से क्या लाभ?
क्या सर,
और सभा में गधा हो जाना।
नहीं, ये आदमी आगे भी सुना था, कल ही हमने सुना था कि आप भी कभी कभी ऐसे कोई महापुरुष आते हैं ना तो उसको ऐसा आधा टेढ़ा सवाल कर लेता है, सवाल करने के बाद में खुद वो समझता नहीं कि मैंने सवाल किया किया।
ये जो आदमी था कल आर्य समाजी था, वो हमेशा ऐसा ही कर रहा है,
उसका नेचर होता है कभी कभी,
बाकी उसको तो गधा बन जाता है। सवाल ये एक बुद्ध पानी समुद्र का समान, यही तो उनका बोल रहा था, ये कैसा हो गया।
ये लोग ज्यादा में ज्यादा ऐसा बोलना चाहिए कि बहुत अज्ञानी है,
बहुत। अरे ये सब आते हैं,
ये डिस्कशन के अंदर मर जाते हैं और कुछ
वो
नहीं,
वो भी यही समझते हैं हम तो हम बस वही भगवान है, ये समझा देता हूँ। ये आजकल बहुत चल रहा है जम भगवान, क्या
यहाँ भी एक सत्संग चल रहा है, उधर भी ऐसा ही कहते हैं,
तो इसका कल कहना
क्या है?
सेम थिंग, सेम
क्या आर्गुमेंट है? तुम भगवान कैसा हो गया भाई, तुम तो दिन भर में 20 जूता खा रहे हो, भगवान कैसा जानता ही नहीं भगवान क्या चीज है।
मूत प्रार्थना कई दिन बचा जा भी आप रहे थे, मैंने आपके सामने अपना अड़ी भी रखा है, दो तीन और भी ठहर के जल्दी नहीं जा रहा।
क्या चीज है
मेरा अर्ज है, बेनती है कि दो तीन दिन और भी ठहरो, 2 तारीख को नहीं जाना,
काम पड़े तो ठहर सकते,
फिर आपको काम भी बता देंगे। हमारे भाइयों के उद्धार के लिए जिनको अच्छी तरह से समझना चाहिए कि राम नाम की कीर्तन की शक्ति क्या होती है,
तो राम नाम करने से वो शक्ति स्वयं ही परिचय दे देगा,
इसलिए हमारे क्या
अभी जैसे आप मिठाई ले, अभी मिठाई खाने से क्या फायदा होता है, तो दूर से तकरार करने से खा के देखो क्या फायदा होता है।
पूछ पूछ करने का जरूर नहीं, खा के देखो।
जो इस मिठाई में जो शक्ति है, खाओ, खाने के लिए दिया है खाओ तो, और उसका मालूम हो जाएगा। आइए, देयर इज नो नीड ऑफ आस्किंग, आइए आइए। Shall we go there so that we can sit comfortably?
Well, they're the same amount of chairs whether we're here or there.
There are no more chairs.
Oh, there's some surface in there? Yes, I guess that's best.
People are coming. So will you kindly take the trouble to inside city?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't take trouble then.
Okay. Yes, this is Mr. Ivy Mostra. He is in charge of the Hindu and Buddhist department of the Department of Religion. And this is his next in command director general, Mr. G. Puja. He was educated in India also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which city?
Yes, Banaras Hindu University.
Oh, Banaras Hindu. That's nice.
Actually, they have arranged by giving a letter that we can stay in the country. They simply say we do not object and then the immigration gives us a visa. They especially like your books.
Oh, thank you. You have read some of my books?
Yes.
They are not my books. I am simply translating. They are written by Vyasdev, the original Vedic scholar. So there are now many secular states. Our Vedic idea of secular state is the government must be responsible for proper execution of religious system. It doesn't matter whether one is Hindu or one is Christian, one is Mohammedan or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. But it is the government duty to see that one who is professing as Hindu, whether he is executing the Hindu principles of religion properly. That is government duty. Just like government gives license to so many businesses. One man is selling liquor, wine, government issues license. So the government inspector, excise inspector goes and sees that the man is doing business according to the license. Government should not be callous that you may go on with your so-called religion, we don't care for it. No, that is not government. Government's duty is to see, just like for example, Christians, the commandment, first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. It is the government's duty to see that anyone who is professing Christian, why is killing? Immediately he should be punished. That you are professing a Christian and you are killing. This is government. Similarly, Buddhist religion also, ahimsa. Ahimsa paramatma. The government's duty is to see. And the ultimate test of first-class religion is the follower has developed love of God. If he does not know anything about God, or if he has not developed love of God, then he has simply wasted time. It may be any religion. That is the ultimate test, because religion means it has got relationship with God. Otherwise, what is the meaning of religion? Any religion, it doesn't matter. The process is quest of God. What is God? What is the absolute truth? Where from everything has come? What we are, what is our relationship with God? This science. Religion means this science. In the Vedanta Sutta it is saying, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Otherwise, what is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings? If simply eating, sleeping, and sex life and defense is the business of human life, then these things are there in the animal life also. They also eat, they also sleep, they have also sex life, and they also defend according to their capacity. We defend with atomic bomb, and they defend their nails and claws. The defense spirit is there. So that is not the aim of human life. The aim of human life, this opportunity is given by nature to have a human form of life, is to understand God. And nobody can deny, unless he is a crazy fellow, the existence of God. That is not possible. That must be. I may know it or not know it, it doesn't matter. Therefore, religion means to understand God and to awaken the dormant love for God. This is religion. Now there may be difference of process according to country, time, people. Therefore it is the duty of the government. It is the duty of the government Hare Krishna. Normally, the kings, they were regularly supervising whether citizens are properly executing religious function. That was government's duty. Chatur Bannang Maya system Gunakarma Vibhagas. So now government is careless about religion. I am very glad to know that your government has got some department to supervise. What is your function in this department?
Excuse me, my English is very poor.
That doesn't
matter. I would like Mr. Kudi to translate in English.
He would like to have him translate English to Indonesian.
Is the director general of Hindu and Buddhist religion from the Department of Religious Affairs in Indonesia. Yeah. His duties is to maintain and to look after the development of Hindu religion and expecting that all people of in Indonesia that has to follow any kind of religions, whether it's Christian, because we have also in charge for the Christianity, we have also in charge for the Muslim or Islam, and we have also in charge for the Catholic, and we have also in charge for other.
Very good idea. This is very nice.
So because there are so many in the persecuting of the religions, there might be the people between many religions, they are conflicting to one to the other, so the government have to interfere. So the government have to lead the people how actually talents to supply also in the field of their materials for readings and facilities for the prosecution of the religions. This is actually the objective of the government, to have the religious department.
This is the idea which I was explaining, that
beside that, as a matter of fact, also that we are looking from the Hindu and Buddhist religion point of view, how to develop this department, especially because we are feeling of lacking of materials, because most of our books actually here written in ancient Indonesian language. These are translated from Sanskrit or rewritten
in ancient
Indonesian language. Okay. And now actually most of the Sanskrit texts also not available anymore. Of course there are some few can be available from at Bali, for example, in palm leaf writing. And that is why actually to develop this Hindu religions as well as Buddhist religion, which are lack of material for reading. Now the government also tried to rewrite into Indonesia Bahasa. And as one of the aspects, for example, that Bhagavad Gita has been translated into Indonesia. So in which we are expecting that this Bhagavad Gita should be read by Indonesian people. And as a matter of fact, actually, most of our Indonesian leaders can understand, and they have the ideas of the Mahabharata and Ramayana and the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Now the problems, actually, the government has faced a lot in this, facing the difficulties to supply the materials that are actually needed by the people. Yes, we are lacking of materials. So how actually we have to solve this problem actually? And we are actually, and from the government point of view, we are always looking and how we try to develop international relationships between various countries to solve the problems. As the same case also, how to educate Indonesian people to study more about the Hinduism in order they can teach the Hinduism, because in our country, religious instruction is compulsory in our any institution. So we felt actually now lack of material as well also lack of the institution to develop these religions. And from our government actually we are expecting your visit here that will be beneficial both for our side, from the government point of view and as well for your for here and as well in your country.
Sir, I think your problems can be solved if you kindly cooperate with us.
Yes, that's right. We are looking for that. Because
we
that
can,
is why
we can give you correct idea of religious principle as well as on philosophy.
Yes.
Religious idea without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. They should be combined. Religious idea supported by philosophy, then it is correct. And philosophy without religious idea is simply mental speculation. They should be combined. So that combination of religious idea on philosophy you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Provided you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way, then you will miss the point. Just like in our country, in India, Bhagavad Gita has been interpreted in so different ways that people are now bewildered. They do not know what is actually Bhagavad Gita. Take for example, just like in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samavita Adhisava. I think you know Sanskrit. Samavita Adhisava, Mamaka Pandava Sriva, Kima Kurvata Sundara. And even a great leader, political leader, he has interpreted Kurukshetra as this body. So, where is the dictionary where Kurukshetra means this body? But because he is a big political leader, that Gita is going on. Kurukshetra means this body. Pandava means the five senses. In this way, of course, they cannot pull up. I may tell you frankly, just like Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield, and how he can prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita? Then he has to drag some interpretation out of his own way. But because he's a big leader, the people are misled. At present moment in India, the Bhagavad Gita has become a plaything that anyone can interpret in his own way and do all nonsense. But I will request you, because you are so much interested, and you have already approved Bhagavad Gita, you have translated. Among the leading personalities, you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is and spread it, it will have immediate effect. That is already experimented. Just in Western countries, before me, hundreds of thousands Swamis and Yogis went there. But not a single person could understand what is Bhagavad Gita and what is Krishna. Now hundreds and thousands of these boys in Europe, America, Canada, Africa, everywhere, Australia, everywhere, they are now become devotees like them. So they are intelligent persons, they are coming from rich family. Why they have taken seriously? Because they have understood Bhagavad Gita nicely. So I request that God is neither Indonesian, neither Indian, neither African. God is God. And He claims that all living entities, in any form, the form is superficial. The form is taken as dress. Just like you are dressed in a different way, I am dressed in a different way. But we are not talking to the dress, we are talking to the man who is putting on the dress. Similarly, this bodily distinction is material. But spiritually, we are all one. There is no question of becoming Indian or Indonesian or African or Asian or this or that. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Pandita Samadarshan. Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Cheta Sapakritya Pandita Samadarshan. Because Pandit does not see the outward dress. Pandit sees the inside, who is putting on the dress. Therefore, without misinterpreting Bhagavad Gita or being misled by so-called big leaders, if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, it will be very much beneficial to everyone. That is my not opinion, that is the fact. Things should be taken as it is. Call a spade a spade. Now, interpretation is required when things are not clear. When things are not very clear, not easily understood. That there is an example in Sanskrit grammar. Gangayam Ghoshapalli, the neighborhood of Ghosh family, is on the Ganges. Now on the Ganges, Ganges is watered. How there can be a village? Now, here interpretation required. When the matter is on the water, but on the bank of the Ganges. So, then when the meaning is not clear, then you can interpret. But when the meaning is clear, just like Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Samabhita Jujusava. Now, Kuru Khetra is still there in about 90 miles away from Delhi. Perhaps he had been there. The station is there, Kurukshetra. How one can interpret that Kurukshetra means this body? This is why. In spite of clear understanding, they will interpret in their own way so that they have got their own philosophy, they want to support it. This is that. See, if you kindly have heard this misleading interpretation, and if you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you get the science of God, science of religion, which is applicable either to Indonesian or Indian or African or American or everywhere. Because science is appreciated everywhere. 2 + 2 = 4, this mathematical science is applicable everywhere. It doesn't matter whether one is a Christian or Hindu or Muslim. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the science of religion, science of God. So if you take this book seriously and try to spread this knowledge among your countrymen, I think you'll be very much benefited. And it can be, we are preaching that. We are the Our Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for one God, one scripture, one mantra, like that, for all people of the world. And we are happy that people are accepting it in that way, very nicely. And it is very easy. It is very easy. So, Mr. Director, he has read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, he has.
Very nice.
And I think so many Indonesian people actually have been read this Bhagavad Gita. Because we have translated the Bhagavad Gita in 1966.
I see. So, very nice. So, have you read this Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I like it. Because when I was in India, that's one of the topics.
And Banaras. So religion must be there. Without religion, the human society is animal society. That must be there. And religion means to know God. That is it. What is your explanation of religion?
Actually, this religion has been defined in Vedic texts. Religion has been defined as a religious, as a Vedic text.
What is that?
We try that to understand religion is some Brahma.
Brahma, it is said, Brahman to Sakshad Bhagavat Panitam. Religion means the codes or the laws given by God. Just like law means the law given by the state. I cannot manufacture law. The citizen cannot manufacture law.
the law is manufactured by the legislative assembly of the God. Similarly, religion means the order given by God. Now we have to understand who is God and what is His order and how it is applicable to everyone. But that is the system of religion. We cannot physically give some rituals as religion. The principle of religion is to obey the orders of God. Therefore, the first principle is to know who is God. Unless I know what is God, then how I can know what is His order? So in the Bhagavad Gita, the religion is given that you are feeling sleepy, you can go. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. That is you. We have manufactured so many types of religion. And here God says that you give up your manufactured religion. You just surrender unto me. This is religion. Religion means to surrender. The good citizen means to surrender to the government law. Similarly, a religious person means who has surrendered to God. And nowadays it has become a relatable fashion that everyone is God. Then who is surrendering to one? And this false prestige that I am God, I am God to surrender to anyone, I am God myself. This atheism is going on and spoiling the whole human society. God has become so cheap thing, any nonsense can claim I am God. That is the defect of the modern society. There is a great necessity to understand God. If everyone is God, then where is the necessity of religion? If everyone is president, then what is the necessity of law-making? And this is God. This is a very unfortunate situation. What is your idea?
Yes, I was saying that in our Hebrew text, for example, that when it's expressed, aham brahmasmi,
aham brahmasmi is Vedic verse, there is all that.
So it's now it's become...
Aham brahmasmi means I am spirit, I am not this body. Soham means I am the same quality as God. But they have misinterpreted. Soham means I am God. This is not, this is them.
That's misleading.
Misleading, and people have become nonsense.
Ya sudah,
jelas. Ya, tadi sudah saya dengar. Tapi kamu akan menurut kita apa ada perbedaan atau tidak?
Baik, bagaimana maksudnya?
Pengertian agama itu. Ya, sebagai tadi kan kamu kan. Menurut kita bagaimana? Cocok atau tidak? Karena itu agama itu yang terpenting sekali dan masalahnya dan yang masalah itu kalau hanya mengatakan saja ya ini benar benar tapi tanpa diwujudkan dalam tulisan yang benar itu sama saja sih
You have published Bhagavad Gita with commentary or simple translation?
With the commentaries.
So whose commentary you have followed?
We try to take from various books, and we try. At first, we have to understand clearly the positions, and then we put that in a simple way that everybody can understand it clearly. Mm. Only the part which is very difficult to be answered. So
now here, Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, it is said. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratavana Hamabha. You can open this portal.
One thing, Swamiji, that according to our opinions, that religion is something that true living.
Huh?
True living.
Something?
That's something that we should live according to true living.
True living,
yes.
True, just like good citizenship.
That's right.
Good citizenship means living under the direction of the government. That is good citizenship. Similarly, human life means to live nicely under the direction of God. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. But the human life,
oh,
this is from the fourth chapter.
Yes.
That first verse, Imam Divasati Yogam Pratavana Havambayam Divasan Manave Praho Manu Khadavipra. Sir, what is your explanation of this verse?
Do you want to explain this into Do you want to explain this?
Yes. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratrabhan Aham Abhayam Vivasan Manami Prahu Manu Ikha Gavit Prabhu.
Yes, this is actually explaining the origins of the law,
yes.
The
few
law that are obeyed by the man. It's the origin from the
Krishna.
Yes, Krishna was the light and come into Isvaku and
That means he said knowledge should be received from the authority.
Yes.
That's like.
So they actually they have power from one source.
That one link. So that is being deviated. What Krishna said to Vivasan, to the sun god, now everyone is speaking in his own way, not in that way.
That's right.
So therefore it is deviated. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter explain that you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita by your own interpretation. You must follow the instruction of the original speaker of Bhagavad Gita. The original speaker is Krishna. So what Krishna says, you have to follow that. Then it is Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, if you interpret in a different way, then it is not Bhagavad Gita. Now, what Krishna says, we have to understand it philosophically, ethically, scientifically, anyway, any angle of vision. That you can do. But you cannot change the version of Bhagavad Gita. Cannot change. Just like Dr. Radha Krishna in the ninth chapter, when Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Mag Namastu, Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to the Krishna person. But Krishna person says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, you just always think of me, and he is devoting his reader not to Krishna. How much harm he is doing. This is why. Why? It is said, Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad, just think of me, just become my devotee. What right he has got to say that here it is not to Krishna? This is bad. So if we interpret in that nonsense way, then we shall not be able to understand Bhagavad Gita. We shall miss this. Science does not mean that you have to change according to your whims. 2 + 2 = 4. You cannot make it 5 or 3. That is not possible. Then it is not science. No longer the scientific value of this 2 + 2 remains. To follow that principle, and that is the only principle. So, if you are actually serious about Bhagavad Gita, I do not know what is your commentary. I request you, try to follow the instruction of Krishna. Don't interpret in your own way. Then it will be missing. Everyone has got guru all over the world. Therefore, we are sending this Bhagavad Gita as it is very nicely. Our publisher is Macmillan Company, and their trades manager's report is that our Bhagavad Gita is increasing daily, sales, and other decreasing. That is the report. And in October they published 50,000 copies. It is already finished. Now we are preparing for the second edition. People are very much now eager to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. So imitating us, somebody, another man, is a Bhagavad Gita as it was. So, that is not part of our power.
One thing right, actually, Mr. Rajendra would like to answer from you, that according to the Hindu objective of life, the objective of religion is moksartam jagatitaya sthiti dharma. The objective of religion is to be prosperous in this world and hereafter.
No, this is vaikar. Prosperous. That is also state. How you can become prosperous? Yes. That
the problems like this.
No, that is stated.
Whether this question also.
Yes, this is there.
This is what it is.
Yes, right. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find this verse. Find out. Bhoktaram jagatam sarvalokamaheshwaram. Bhoktaram jagatam sarvalokamaheshwaram. Srihidam sarvabhutanam gyata mam shanti mitcha. This is the shanti, prosperity. There, Krishna says that I am the supreme enjoyer. I am the sole proprietor of everything. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Sarvaloka, not only of this planet, but other planets also. Loka. Loka means planet. Sarva Loka. So, Bhoktaram, Jagatavasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Sridam, Sarva Bhutanam. I am the most, I mean, say, well wisher friend of everyone. Gyatamam. jatya mam shanti nichyati. If one understands these three things only, the God is the supreme enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. But God is enjoyer. And God is the proprietor of everything, not we are proprietor. We are subordinate. In the Vedas also it is stated, Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kamat nitya nityanam chetana chetananam Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kamat. The description of God is like this, that He is eternal amongst the eternals. We are also eternal, we living entities. And God is also eternal. Nitya nitya chetana is the vital living force among all living forces. We are all living forces and He is the chief living force. Then what is the distinction between this similar number nitya and the plural number nityas? The distinction is that singular number nitya is maintaining this plural number nitya. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kamat. That is the distinction. Otherwise, God is also a living entity like us, like one of us. But He is the chief. Just like father and children. Father is the chief man in the family and he is providing all necessities for life for the children, for his wife, families. Although the father is also a living entity and the children are also living entities, but the father is providing the children and the children are being provided by the father. This is the understanding. Unless we understand this, there cannot be any peace. That is the Vedic verse. Anyone who understands this, he gets peace. Otherwise there is no possibility of peace. If I think that I am the proprietor, if I think that I am the enjoyer, or in other words, I am God, then you'll never get peace. That is not possible. But this is false. If one of the children thinks that I am the independent, then naturally father will say, all right, if you are independent, do your own business. This is an example. So if you want peace, then as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to learn these three things. It is not very difficult. To accept God as the supreme enjoyer, and God is the sole proprietor of everything, and He is the best friend of everyone. Then we are in peace. Anyone can appreciate this. Anyone can adopt this principle and he will be in peace. And so long one will falsely think that I am God, I am enjoyer, I am this, I am that, then he will suffer. False notion will never make him happy. He must come to the true, actual idea. Now you can examine. Dr. Krishna says that I am the supreme enjoyer. Now let us understand this one fact. How Krishna is the enjoyer. Now, suppose here is some banana fruits. Who has created this banana fruit? You are not manufactured, I am not manufactured. Somebody has created, so you accept God has created, and that's a fact. Then who should be the enjoyer? I shall be enjoyer, or God shall be enjoyer? Anything you create, you become the enjoyer. Anything I create, I become the enjoyer. So if God has created this banana fruit, then who should be enjoyer? God or I?
God.
Yes. So, our business is, we should offer this banana to God. Sir, it is your creation, it is your thing. First of all, you test it, then we take it. Then you become in peace. And if you falsely think that I have created this banana tree, I have worked so hard, now the fruit is there, now I am the enjoyer, and then you are mistaken. Then next statement is Bhoktan Jagadavas, several Ogomas, I am the proprietor of everything in the world. Now, beginning of this world, Bhumi, land, this land, we are claiming this land Indonesia, this land America, this land India. But has the Indonesians or the Africans or the Indians created this land? Who has created this land?
God.
Therefore he must be perfect. But we are falsely thinking I am the perfect. So how can we please? Suppose you steal something, somebody's property, and falsely claim I am proprietor, you'll never be peace. Because it is not your thing, you have stolen. So in this way, if we philosophically study, the God is the supreme proprietor. Tena taptena vunjitha. He can simply use what is given to you. You cannot claim other's property. Just like in animal life, they do not claim that this is my country. The birds, they do not claim, but they live very peacefully. There are crows, there are sparrows, so many birds, they live anywhere, everywhere. But they do not claim, oh, this is my country, this is my place. They do not claim. Therefore they are free to move everywhere. So we have created a situation, godless situation, therefore we are not in peace. Therefore, if you want peace, you must accept God, first of all. Sridham sarva-bhutana, jnata mam santi mitchati. This is the way of santi. You cannot create your santi in your own way. That is not possible. Just like the citizens, if they create their own way of santi, they cannot be peace. If they abide by the orders of the government, by the laws of the government, they will be peace. This is crude example. Similarly, if we do not accept God in the center as the supreme proprietor and the supreme enjoyer and the supreme friend, then there is no peace. This is the formula given in the... What is that? Did it?
Bhutaram jagya tapasham sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam jyatva mam santim vichati. Translation. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries.
What's that?
The conditioned souls in the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. They do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than he. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature.
That is the difference. Lord is the master of material nature, and we are conditioned by the material nature, and still you are claiming, I am God. Then?
Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain peace, perfect peace, only in complete Krishna consciousness. In the fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga is the path leading to Bhakti Yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute, and the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya, illusion, due to the desire to lord it over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life, even while he is within the jurisdiction of matter, for it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is free from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in an effort to control the senses and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And attaining Krishna consciousness by controlling the above-mentioned passions, one remains factually in the transcendental stage of Brahman Nirvana. The Eightfold Yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There's a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Dharana, Pranayama, and Samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life.
Therefore, in another place it is stated, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mang Prabhupada. After many, many births, when actually becomes wise, Jnanavan, Mang Prabhupada, he surrenders unto me. That is the perfection of knowledge. So, this is the Bhagavad Gita, is the only source of a scientific knowledge of God and our relationship with God. I am very glad that you are already very serious about understanding Bhagavad Gita. But I request you only that try to understand Bhagavad Gita without any or man-made interpretation. That would be my
request. I think Swamiji, that I would like to
and we are always ready to help you in this.
Yes,
matter.
thank you for this. Yeah. What I want that Guruji will be able to help us
when
you are dispersed here.
Oh, yes.
And establishing, for example, that Gita meeting, for example.
Oh, yes.
That every people can help.
Oh, yes. It's only very glad. Because our Krishna consciousness movement is practically preaching the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. And it is coming fruitful. It is coming very fruitful. Yeah.
Ini sebenarnya ya, ajaran Bhagavad Gita kita sudah pakai, jadi di seluruh Indonesia, tetapi tidak seluruhnya. Chapter ini kita ambil oleh karena kesamaannya dengan agama Hindu itu persis. Oleh karena itu kita ambil sana sini, sana sini. Dan dan Bhagavad Gita ini sudah tersebar di seluruh Indonesia yang sudah disalin dalam bahasa Indonesia. Ya, mungkin kitab yang disalin dalam bahasa Indonesia itu sumbernya belum begitu lengkap sebagai ini. Tetapi mereka jadi penganut agama itu sangat senang. Dan beberapa daripadanya dihafalkan yang sesuai dengan pri kehidupan kita di Indonesia. Sebenarnya ya, Bhagavad Gita ini bukan soal baru sekali bagi kita. Kita sudah lama menjalankan, hanya tidak keseluruhannya. Saya kira cukup sekian.
So, right. As a matter of fact, this Hindu religion in Indonesia, actually most of them practicing Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita as matter of fact, has been a part of their life. But as a matter of fact, because in practicing this Bhagavad Gita, not all complete part has been practiced, but only part by part, which is very necessary to, for the adjustment with the condition in Indonesia. And some of them, of course, they can memorizing the verses for the benefit in their practices. So this is actually the essence.
So, we are always prepared to help you. Anytime you require our help, we shall try, we shall be very much glad to explain Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.